Let's begin. I'm at the board meeting and 6 o'clock on September 15, 2025 at 6 p.m.
Note, as of 6 o'clock, Terry Jones and Justin Walker are absent. There are no guests.
Approve consent items on the agenda. Approve minutes from the prior meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Tommy and Janet, second. All approve. All present, approved. Approve monthly revenue and expenditure reports.
I'll make a motion.
Greg? Tommy? Second. All approve. None opposed. Okay. The Board of Trustees on September 15, 2025, beginning at 6:01, convened in closed session in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. The Board ended its closed session at 6:21 on September 15, 2025.
I'll make a motion to authorize the purchase of real property described as parts 1 and 2 of Block 7. In Montague.
Okay. Tommy, motion. Here, second. Greg, second. Do we all approve the motion? All approve. None opposed. Okay. All right. Next one is motion to authorize the superintendent to negotiate and sign a purchase contract of real property described as parts lots 1 and 2 of Block 7, Montague, Texas 76251. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Greg, first motion. Janet, second motion. All approve. None oppose.
Okay. If we go back to the amending the budget, I don't have any budget amendments, so there won't be any action taken on that. And the only other action item I have is to approve the fourth quarterly Lone Star quarterly investment report.
And I probably just don't remember. When we take the $150,000 and $100,000 out?
We moved that out over the last couple of months. Remember, we were going to kind of push it into Legend Bank while we're finishing up all the projects and end of the year. And then when we get September settled up, we'll put it all back. So, yeah, all of that will go back in.
So, motion to approve the fourth quarter Lone Star quarterly investment report.
I'll make that.
Tommy makes first motion. Jimmy makes the second motion. All approve. All approve. None opposed.
Okay, so the only discussion items I have for tonight, this TASB policy CQ local, that is a requirement for our E-rate. And because we haven't gone through and officially reviewed just it by itself in the past, she said we need to go in and look at that. It talks about acceptable use policy, and so we send out acceptable use at the beginning of the year, paperwork, technology acceptable use that parents and students have to sign. And that's what covers us with this. And so this is just saying that, yes, we have something filtering. That's something that we have to have. We have software that blocks certain inappropriate images and sites, that we monitor the use. This year we purchased Go Guardian. The teachers love it. If you don't know what that is, it's a program where the teacher can see all of the screens from their computer. So they know exactly what the student's doing at any given minute on their computer. And so they can, from their screen, shut a computer down or stop them, you know. There's lots of good reports.
About that. It's real time. So I had a student in ISS yesterday. Was that yesterday? Not
Thursday.
Yesterday. Today's Monday. I was not up here yesterday. Thursday. And so they were with a sub that is her first few times to sub. And so, you know, everything's online. So the little girl who's in ISS was on her Chromebook. And Miss Romine, Where was Miss Roman? Was she here Thursday? Did she have to leave? Anyway, she texted me at some point and she was like, hey, I just got on to, I don't think she was on campus at this
pep rally.
She was at the pep rally. So she said, hey, I just wanted you to know that I just got on to see what the little girl was doing on her Go Guardian. So Jessie's not even, you know, in the room with her. She's, but she knew she was with the sub. And she said she had a calculator pulled up on Get More Math. She was using a calculator. I was like, are you kidding me? So called the little girl in this morning because she had a long story for me about it, you know, about how, anyway. But she knew, bottom line, she wasn't supposed to use calculators, so.
Teachers love it.
Punished for that.
Yeah. That's real time.
Right? That's real time.
I'm like, go, Jessie.
So we do. We can go back. Jessie actually helped us with that some today, too. We can go back and look and see every site that a kid's been on, and we have had to do that.
You know, 600 people, we had a lot of stuff blocked. Mm-hmm. But we had to have IT to go through like once a month and check. You wouldn't believe what they'd get into. You would just fall over like, you're getting paid to do this.
Unless there's a need, we don't usually go back. But if there's something suspected, then absolutely we could go back and check.
Which we've gone back through the years before Go Guardian, and you can just look at somebody's history. You know, just at their browsing history, unless they delete it. You can delete it, but
they had a program.
Built, probably like about like Go Guardian.
It would pop it up for whoever was on that unauthorized site, and they go, whoa.
The other thing that I have under discussion is our board goals, and I did them a little different this year. And these are just for discussion because these are your goals or our goals as a team. But if you remember when Region 9 came out and did the ESIO, Improving Student Outcomes, training with us, and we have to set specific targeted examples for improving student outcomes. So I just went in and looked at reading and math because those are our big goals in our district improvement plan is improving those and created some SMART goals to help us kind of move forward where they are. And then I embedded those. Under number 3 is our board vision goal that says ensure all students achieve high academic levels with a strong emphasis on literacy and mathematics. And so that's where I just kind of embedded those SMART goals in there so that it's not two different items out there separate. I wanted all to be together. So like this is our plan and kind of this is more an intense look at improving student outcomes.
I like looking what? The question I got is, how will, if you drop the STAR test, are you going to have these same type meets and doesn't meet and all that?
So we won't actually be dropping the STAR test.
Unfortunately.
I mean, they sounded like they're doing away with STAR, but what they're really doing is doing away with the one time a year STAR. Now it's going to be 3 times a year.
But and it has to take the place of any progress measure.
Yes. So like we won't do benchmarks now. Mm-hmm. That'll be an actual STAR test at the beginning of the year, middle of the year, and end of the year. And it's pretty much real time results. I mean, I think within 2 days they have to have it graded and out to parents to school. You know, I mean, you're going to get instant feedback, which is helpful because right now those kids take that test and. April, you don't get results till middle of summer. Those kids are already in another grade with different TEKS and all the things. It's hard to go back and say, oh, well, let's really work on this. If those kids take that test in September or early October, and they do poorly on one certain area, you're like, okay, we gotta focus on this, you know, moving forward. So
which one of the tests do they do the
they're gonna measure growth. So, like, they're going to look
all of them. Yes. Okay. They'll take all 3 of them and look at the growth overall.
And then you won't get that until middle of summer.
Right. We still wouldn't get our A through F rating. Yeah. Okay. And that,
at least you know throughout the year.
And I think that's scheduled to start 27-28, the new test. So, we'll still be operating on. What they're going to start doing is giving us what-if scores. Like, we'll get our real score this year, but then we'll get a what-if score. Like, what if this year we were measured to those same standards that they're going to measure us in a couple of years? Where would we have fallen?
And I will say this is not a new concept. They've been piloting this for 4 years now through the Texas Through the Year pilot program. We've never participated in the pilot, but they've been collecting data on doing this and data through our interims that we take. that are twice a year. So teachers knew it was coming. We thought it was going to be 26, 27 because that was the ideal, but they pushed it to 27.
I think it is moving in the right direction.
I think
I don't think it's perfect, but I do think it's moving in the right direction for sure. And that's all I have.
Pull it up here. All right. Okay, current enrollment, we're still at 171. So this meeting last year, we were at 163. So we're still looking good there. School news, volleyball this year marks the fourth consecutive year. We've had two volleyball teams, white and blue, just to make sure girls are getting, you know, enough playing time. I'd hate to be playing one team with 14 girls. We had a tournament Saturday. We won the Consolation Division at the Bowie Tournament, dropped only one game to Holiday, the eventual tournament champ. So we will host Prayer Valley on Thursday for two games for our white team and our blue team. And then we will go to Goldberg after that. So the blue team's going to play first. As soon as they're through, Jesse's going to take those cheerleaders to the football game because it's at Goldberg. And then my next team is playing. As soon as they're through, I'm going to take those other cheerleaders to the game. So hopefully we can all meet at the game. Cross country, our athletes are just doing phenomenal again this year. Levi Newlands won both meets. We're talking big meets, y'all. The Decatur meet. Decatur alone brought 76 runners to this meet. Sage got second and Levi got first. It's amazing what we're doing here with cross country. I've never seen kids who love to run so much. So
Hayden did not love it.
Hayden did not love it.
But he finished. He finished.
Football. We got our first win, y'all, on Thursday in many years. I don't know how many years, but
and it was a big win. Yeah. It was by halftime,
45 at halftime. So it was exciting. And cheerleaders, they are. And you know what? Football, it has. Excuse me, it has cross country on football. So, y'all, let me tell you, I've been off campus all day with student council, and it's been a day. So, cheerleading, our cheerleaders are doing a great job again. We've had two pep rallies so far this year, Camo Day, Hawaiian Day. A new tradition was announced this year, the presentation of a spirit stick each week to the most spirited class. So, kind of going back old school, and I kind of like it. So, it's fun for kids to scream their heads off in the pep rally so you can be the most spirited. So, hey, as long as they're not doing it in class. School fundraisers, y'all, we profited close to 10 grand. We won't know until we get the donations because we get 100% of the donation part of the fundraiser. But the Big Kahuna fundraiser is crazy. These kids, what they will do for these little collectibles. Kathy knows. These little collectibles that you get if you sell so many. And there's this Big Kahuna party bus that's awesome, and they upgraded it this year. We did this 2 years ago. That is going to take all the ones who sold at least 20 items to eat pizza and pay for it and come back. So, we like to say our Fall Fest is our biggest fundraiser of the year, but I don't think it's going to be. I think it was the Big Kahuna. We're in the planning stages for our Fall Fest at our meeting today after school. We talked to them about it. We're starting to get all of our ducks in a row on that. We went to Bowie No Kona Montague solicited donations today. It's always a great day when students are learning real life skills. I always like to say it's tiring for me because I'm the bus driver, and Christina was with me this year in Newland because we had a student that had to have, you know, a little bit of assistance. So, but it's always such great life skills for them to learn how to, you know, people are rude, number one. And so how to be social and how to deal with that. You know, we go over all of those skills. When somebody tells you no, to still be polite, you're representing the school. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, please, you know, all the things. So, and then they come back and they're like, oh, they said no. I'm like, but were you nice? It's okay. Some people just can't afford it right now. So, anyway, it's always a good day. And we did pretty good, too. Fall Book Fair is coming up September 29th in coordination with Games with Grandparents. Family Night at the Book Fair kicks it off, too. Student Council elections, we hosted those recently. Those were our elected officers, and that's who we took to represent the school today. We also filled various school-wide student jobs, and those started a few weeks ago. And let me tell you, these little kids, because it's first through fifth grade that are hired, they have to fill out applications, and they're hired to be, you know, plug in Chromebooks for teachers and erase the dry erase board and pick up around school to keep it beautiful. They're all called maintenance, technology, whatnot. And they are just so proud to come to work every day.
Like, I have a morning greeter helper.
Yes, morning greeter. So anyway, now by the end, they're tired of it. By the end of the 5 weeks, they're like, okay, how many more days to this job? TIA update, we teacher incentive allotment. We've completed our first round of TIA testing for Coach Healer, Ms. Richardson, Ms. Weaver, Amanda, and Shannon. Their testing starts tomorrow. So the next 2 days will be for pre-K and K. And then the last page is just our September calendar that we put out for parents every month.
What time is the ball going to start on Thursday?
5:30.
5:30 at Millburg?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to that.
Yes. And we play Prairie Valley. Since Prairie Valley doesn't have a field and we don't, Millburg is letting us play there.
They look really good Thursday. Yeah. I got to see most of the game. It was really good.
I need a motion to adjourn. Okay. All right. Meeting adjourned at
I need a motion.
Oh,
sorry.
Motion to adjourn. Tommy. Janet, second. Meeting adjourned. All approve. Meeting adjourned at 6:35.